Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the words of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another? Jesus said in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is the one who takes no offense in me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds. And he said, What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swaying in the wind? What did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes. I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I say to you, among those born of women, there has never been one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. This is good news from the Lord. Somehow this gospel seems appropriate and maybe even helpful. After we've been through more than a year of being in awe and admiration of rich and famous and powerful people, it seems that's what impresses Americans. If you're rich and you're a celebrity, we're for you. It makes you wonder if the gospel has really changed our minds at all about what success really is. As you read this gospel, or listen to it, if you note, there's not a single person referred to here who's at the top of the pile. They're all at the bottom. It starts with John the Baptist from prison, an incarcerated man. Then we have Jesus saying that the good news he's going to bring is going to be good news for the poor. So what we have here is a description of who is the receptive audience to the message of God. And it's never, in the whole Bible, never the people on top. Never the rich, never the powerful. It's always the little guys. It's always the guys like John the Baptist in the jail. It's always those who are seeking for their sight to be regained, their walking to be renewed, their leprosy to be cleansed, their hearing to be renewed, the dead are raised. This is good news for the little guy. There's no good news here for the successful. You see, it's only when you've been led to the edge of your own resources that you seek God. The rest of us, God is just a luxury. It's just, okay, I believe in God. What's the next question? The other beautiful thing here is that John the Baptist doesn't have answers. He only has questions. How interesting. They say that the clearest sign of a truly intelligent person is a person who asks questions, not a person who has answers. And yet, that's what most of us think it means to be a Christian, to have an answer for everything. Huh? I know I stand here as if I do, but I really don't. What we have to have is questions. And people who are on a serious, sincere search for God always have questions. And the questions never stop. And you know what? The questions keep you growing. And Jesus warns him, okay, this is where your questions are going to lead you, out into the desert. And if you're going out into the desert to look for a rich and famous man, you're not going to find him. He's not going to be dressed in fancy clothes. So if you're impressed by fancy clothes like I'm wearing today, maybe you won't look in the right place. It's always where we didn't expect. We have to learn how to look in new directions. And what the entire Bible is saying is God is more likely found at the bottom of things than at the top of things. There it is, in one word. That turns our entire culture on its head. Because let's be honest, we're enamored with the top. We're enamored with celebrities. To God, that means nothing. Sometimes I think our young people in particular, although we haven't raised them any differently, but are just obsessed with money and wealth. After hearing the gospel preached, or maybe not preached, their entire life, you wonder if we really understand Christianity at all. When you see that we are pretty much like everybody else. When push comes to shove, we want to be rich. When push comes to shove, we want to be powerful. When push comes to shove, we want to be like everybody else. We don't want to follow Jesus. We don't want to go out into the desert to this old John the Baptist wearing camel's hair and eating locusts. I wouldn't follow him. No. But don't you see what the whole text is trying to say? Be ready to be surprised. Be ready to ask new questions. And always be ready to recognize, and this is the very final line, when he praises John the Baptist as the greatest of any man ever born of a woman, but then he turns it around, as the gospel loves to do, and says, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Always the gospel is pointing us toward the bottom, toward the little guy. And brothers and sisters, if anything we teach in the church, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the gospel, is not good news for the poor, is God not good news for the little guy, then I don't think it's the gospel. It's that simple. If it's simply endlessly rewarding and promoting people at the top, whom we are all for some reason in admiration of, I don't think it's the gospel. And the church has done that for far too long. Not been on the side of the poor, but far too often on the side of the rich. This, like so many gospels, makes it very clear where God stands, where Jesus stands, and where we need to stand with them.